BG defeats Fairmont State 88-66. As we continue, we welcome in Coach Huger. And, Coach, as you look at today's game, just as an overview of your team's performance before we talk specifically, how did you think your team played today?
I thought we defended well, did a good job defensively, held them under their numbers. A very good shooting team coming in, shot the ball extremely well in their first two games. And we just wanted to limit their opportunities and not let them get off from three-point line, and we know they wanted to drive, and they drew a lot of fouls. So it was a lot we had to prepare for in a short period of time, but they were a really good challenge for us to start.
Looked like Cole Von Handorf was really their main man, and you really concentrated on him, and he was 4 of 15 from the floor. Was that sort of the game plan, if you could get him in a struggle, that you'd be in a good spot?
Yes, he was in the game plan. Bonner, Melko, they all were right there, and we had to do a good job on those guys and try to limit their opportunities. They were able to get the shots off, but we were able to contest the shots and made it difficult for all three of them all night. So that was the key, and that was the focus.
So as you look at how this game played out, what were some of the things that maybe you didn't like? I know a few times they seemed to get down the floor a little quicker than your defense did, but were there some things that you didn't like?
Transition. Our transition defense I didn't like. I didn't like the way we got back in transition. It was something that we addressed at halftime. Did a better job in the second half, and turnovers. I thought still we had too many turnovers on our end. 14 is too much for us. We want to go in averaging about 11 or 12 a game, and we got 14 this game. So we got careless at the end and turned it over a little bit too much, and, you know, it is what it is.
Coach, do you feel your team's focus and energy was where it needed to be after coming back from that road trip and playing a morning game today? Was there any lull in that at all?
I thought at times we had the energy and effort that I like, and then it was other times where we didn't, you know, have it. And that was the difference in the up and down game and the up and down focus of not being locked in, you know, for 40 minutes. And, you know, it's an 11 a.m. game. It's difficult, but the kids were awesome. I mean, they were a lot of fun. They did a great job today for us.
Yeah, let's talk about the crowd here today. They were into it pretty good, and a different kind of vibe in here today. Different experience for your guys. How do you think they enjoyed this crowd?
Oh, they really enjoyed it. They came in, you know, in the locker before the game started, and they were talking about a couple of the songs that they played before that all of them knew, all the kids knew, and they sang the songs. And so I missed that part of it, but I'll watch it on tape. But the guys enjoyed this crowd and this atmosphere. When you have, you know, 1,800 kids in here rocking, that made it special for us.
Coach, I guess big picture today, do you feel your team got better in any certain area or any certain players got to work on things? So what kind of thing do you draw from this performance today?
You know, you can learn about our transition and the way we were able to adapt in the second half and do a better job in transition, that they're able and capable of going for offensive rebound and still sprinting back and getting back in transition. So, you know, those are the biggest things I took away from this. And, you know, getting guys in better shape, you know, especially big Dylan Swingle, giving him an opportunity to get up and down and get in a little bit better shape and get him ready for the long haul.
Coach, we appreciate your time. Congrats on the win today.
Thank you very much.
BGSU head coach Michael Huger joining us here courtside in our Wood County Hospital postgame show. BG defeats Fairmont State 88-66.